Yep. Okay. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Any more from Brian McAdam? Okay. Okay, another party. Does INAC have a question or comments? There's a microphone over there.
No questions or comments from INAC, Mr. Chair. Michael Nadler.
Thank you. How about DFO? Do they have a comment?
Dave Lent with Fisheries. We have no questions or comments.
Thank you. Is the GN and DOE had any questions or comments?
Earl Barlow, GN. No, Mr. Chair, we don't have any questions or comments. Thanks.
Thank you. Is the NTI had any questions or comments?
Genia Harloff, no questions at this time.
Thank you. Is KIIE had any questions or comments?
Louis Manso, no questions or comments from KIIE.
Thank you. Is there any comments from public or question or comments? Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning. Brenda Putulik from Chesterfield.
Movements with the barge and ships on sea and lake. Is it being overlooked in regards to transporting fuel, material, and other materials that might be hazardous to the lake or sea?
Thank you, Senator Wilson. That's a good question. That would fall under the spill contingency and emergencies planning, and we review those as plans required under the water license.
Thank you. Is there any more question from public comment? So there's no more. Is there any question from staff?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Dave Honstein. Yes, we do have a few questions, and I'll turn it over to Carlette.
Thank you. Carlette, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Carlette Tunnelly speaking. I just have one question. In follow-up to this discussion between Anne and Valerie on the monitoring of total metals versus dissolved metals, I think you agreed that maybe once per year monitoring of total metals might be appropriate. I'm just wondering what time of year that would be most appropriate.
Thank you. Barbara McAdam.
Here, it's Ann Wilson. This is for the waste rock pile monitoring. Given the experience of other mines, the time you see the runoff is usually in the spring, and that's after freshet. So I would say probably in mid to late July after the melt has happened. I'm not entirely sure of the timing each year of that, but where you've had the first flush of water through the rock materials.
Thank you. Carly?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's all my questions.
Is there any more from the staff? Thank you. Is there any question or comment from board members? Bob Hansen, do you have any comments or question?
Bob Hansen here. No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much. And don't forget, Bill Tillman's on the line too, by the way.
Thank you for reminding me. Yes. I'm sorry, Bill. I haven't mentioned your name this morning.
Oh, that's fine. No problem.
Okay, good. Koi Shapish Katamaji.
Questions from the members? There's no questions from the members.
Thank you.
Namique.
Thank you for your presentation.
Housekeeping at the moment. Thank you, Bob McAdam. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Dion Filiatro. This morning, we've kind of pushed through past coffee because we are the board member that is participating via teleconference is unavailable from 10:45 till about 12 o'clock our time, I believe. Is that correct, Bob?
Bob Hansen, Dion, it was from about 10 minutes from now until 1 o'clock my time, which is 12 o'clock your time.
So, Mr. Chairman, I don't believe that the next presentation is, it's going to take more than 10 minutes. The reason I'm mentioning this is because with Mr. Hansen on the phone, the board only has quorum, and with him having to step away, the board no longer has quorum. So that being the case, the board is going to have to, Mr. Chairman, consider an adjournment until probably 12:30 to allow people to have lunch and reconvene a little bit earlier at 12:30 rather than 1 o'clock or something, but that's up to you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, we can take that. So at the meantime, it's only 5 minutes left anyway. Maybe we can take a break now until 12:30. We'll come back at 12:30 in this room. Thank you.